रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 74, रामा ऑफ द एक्स और परशुराम। रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। When the shades of night melted away before the golden shafts of the orb of day, Vishwamitra took kind leave of the kings and departed for his distant home in the north, leaving behind him his mighty blessings that hovered around the princess even as ministering angels. And close upon that came the departure of King Dashrath for his capital, to which his brother king gave reluctant leave. Loth to part, Janaka followed him a long way, and right royal was the dowry he bestowed on his girls. Herds of kine past count, rare and costly carpets, clothes of lovely texture and priceless value, untold wealth in gold and gems, coral and pearl, slaves and servants, horses and elephants, chariots and troops, magnificently attired and gaily caparisoned. These and many other gifts evidenced his loving heart and royal munificence. It was with much ado that Dashrath could persuade the happy king to turn back to his capital. Well, it was over, the painful parting, and the ruler of Ayodhya set his face towards his capital and journeyed thither by easy stages in the sweet company of his noble sons and the saintly hermits. And him thus proceeding, there met the frightful cries of birds, ill-omened and harsh, while the beasts of earth passed from right to left, signs of good, strangely contradicting the former. His heart in a quiver with fatherly anxiety and his senses all in a whirl, Dashrath turned questioning eyes of fear to Vasishtha and cried, "Lo, these signs, hoarse are the cries of the birds at large and bode no good. The beasts of the forest pass from right to left and that presages safety. I feel a dire sinking of the heart and a mist rises before my eyes. What may it be, your reverence?" And to him the sage returned sweet answer, "The birds warn us of the near approach of some fearful danger, while the beasts allay it. Let not this trouble thy royal heart." And upon them thus conversing, there rushed a mighty wind at which the solid earth trembled in affright, and the giant trees of the forest strewed the ground with their shattered limbs. A pall of darkness swept across the bright luminary. The quarters of the earth were confused, north and south, east and west, and could scarce be discerned. Next, a shower of ashes rained down and reft them of what little reason they had. Alone, Vasishtha and the other sages, Dashrath and his sons, appeared to be aware of what was taking place around them. And in that fearful darkness in which the armies of the king were dimly visible, even as so many statues of ashes, they saw a terrible being approach with massive coils of matted hair crowning his lofty head. Rama of the axe, or Parashuram, was he, the son of Jamadagni of the royal race of Bhrigu, even the dread one who laid low time and oft the proudest heads of the earth. Strong and unassailable even as the mighty Kailasa, unapproachable even as the fire of dissolution, blazed forth his luster from which the eyes of ordinary men shrank away blinded. On his lofty shoulders rested the terrible axe and a huge bow ready strung. His hand grasped a mighty dart, even as the Lord Mahadeva when he went forth against the demon of the three cities. Great was the anxiety that filled the heart of Vasishtha and the other sages of pure vows and strict observances. And they spake to one another, "Is it possible that the cruel fate of his sire still rankles in his heart, and he has once again lifted his terrible axe against the royal race on earth? Dire was the vengeance he took, and ample. He put away his anger, and with it his desire for vengeance. It behooves him not to lay his axe once again at the root of the solar rays. They hastened to offer him respect due and sought to pacify the fiery spirit with sweet words of welcome. He of the axe accepted it of the sages, and as if heeding them not, haughtily turned towards Rama, the son of Dasharatha, and cried out, Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhye Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.